The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Take this job and shove it.
Get ready to go into business for yourself. The Franchise Academy Radio Show with your host and small business and franchise expert, Tom Skarda.
And hello and welcome to the Franchise Radio Show. This is Tom Skarda, your host. And as always, my sidekick and co-host, Gina Skarda.
Hi, everyone.
My wife.
My wife.
She's the one that is the woman behind me that makes me successful. Aww. And I'm so happy to have her on board. And just love her insight and her motivational Facebook posts every morning that wake me up. But this is great. So thanks for listening. And if you're on Facebook Live, hello to you guys watching in live. We are the Franchise Academy Radio Show, and we talk everything franchising, everything from how to buy a franchise, how to sell a franchise, how to build a franchise. That's what we'll be talking about tonight, is how to build your franchise, or small business for that matter, because a franchise is just a small business, which is just a microcosm of a larger business. Locally owned, usually by your neighbors and friends and family, and franchising in general is just a small business that is a business with training wheels. And somebody buys a franchise because they want to do something different with their life and their career and get into something that has all the blueprint and everything that you need in order to build it and be successful. So we talk a lot about that, and I'm a franchise consultant for the past 13 years now. I help people actually buy franchises. First, what I do is help people understand the pros and cons of franchises and whether, you know, it's really a fit for them. And then if they understand it and they want to go deeper, then I match them with franchises based on skills, personality, goals, kind of like the e-harmony of business is what I like to call it. And so we work with people all over the country, not just in New York, Long Island, where I'm based, but I help people everywhere, and even sometimes go north of the border to Canada and help our fellows, brothers and sisters up north get into some good franchises. So, Gina, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm pretty excited about the guest.
Yeah, the guest is going to be awesome, and I know she's waiting, and she is a heart. Is it a heart with hustle?
Or is it heart behind hustle.
The heart behind hustle.
Right.
And she is someone that's able to help you grow your Facebook following for your business. So it's interesting. If you are a local franchisee listening to this, if you're a local business owner listening, or if you're, you know, the president or the vice president of a franchise company, this lady that we're going to have on here in a minute can help you with all your social media marketing, specializing in Facebook.
Even if you're a solo entrepreneur or a in your multi-level marketing business, if you have that too, this is great information for
this
anyone.
Is actually awesome.
Yeah, this is exciting.
Yeah, this is good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, without any further ado, I mean, this the lady who we're bringing in is Camila
Garnia. She's on the line right now.
Oh, cool. Let's bring her in.
You just gotta hit her. Just hit the button that's blinking. Hit it again.
And
which one? What do you got up there? You got the green. The green's blinking.
Yeah.
Hit the gray one right below it. All right. There.
All
we
right,
go.
All right. Here we
go. Camila, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Camila, hey. There you go.
All right. We're it's live and it's technology. This is awesome. Thank you so much, Camila.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, this is cool. My name is Tom, and we know each other from the great Andrew O'Brien, and so happy that he brought us together. My wife Gina is with us tonight as well. And
awesome.
Hi, Camila. How are you?
Hi, Gina.
I was just looking at your Facebook page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just your heart behind hustle.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
Very
that
cool.
One is yet to be built out, mm-hmm. but yes.
Well, very cool.
That's awesome.
This is great. So, you know, as you know, our listeners have small businesses, and a lot of them are even in multi-level marketing. Some people own franchises, and there's also franchise companies that listen into the show, and later on it becomes a podcast, so this will live forever on iTunes. But, you know, we really want to explain to people what the importance is of online marketing and really what it means to get a business, you know, marketed online. So you are an expert in this, and that's why you're here. So, so I'm going to just ask a few questions and, you know, I just want you to riff and whatever, but, this is great stuff. And there's things that people think about all the time and don't know really where to get the answers. So we'll talk about some really cool things. So what is really the most essential thing for business, to grow online?
Yeah, that's a really good question. You know, a lot of people, especially small business owners, they're a little bit afraid of getting online. So I want to just say that it's okay if that the idea might feel a little bit overwhelming or intimidating. It doesn't have to be complicated, but it is essential to start getting online. And mainly the reason why is because everything really is online nowadays. You know, especially if you're looking to reach millennials, or even, you know, even the kids before that, even though what generation that is called, but pretty much anybody is online. I mean, what generation is that called? The people that, the kids?
Generation
like
X?
The high school kids.
Generation Z?
No.
Generation know. Y? Yeah, premillennial? I don't even know.
That's a great question. But yeah, I mean, everybody's online nowadays. You know, people are glued to their phones. And you know, a lot of my clients are also like in their 40s and 50s, and even then, like they're on their phones all the time. So when people are on their phones, typically they're not just like talking; they're not even just texting. But you know, there's Facebook, there's Instagram, there's just searching on Google. So being able to show up when people are actually actively engaging is really important. So whether you're actually showing up when somebody's searching for a keyword associated with your business, in Google or in another search engine like YouTube, or if they're just browsing through Facebook looking to engage with their friends, it's probably a good idea for you to be able to show up there and engage them and, you know, start a conversation. That's really what marketing is. It's just starting conversations with people.
What do you think the best social media platform is for engaging with your customers, the people you want to reach? Does it depend on the age group you're trying to reach?
Yeah, it depends on the age group, but not only that. It really depends on the kind of business that you have. So I would say Facebook is typically a really good one for most people, unless you're in a B2B business. Mm-hmm. In that case, LinkedIn would probably be better. But if you're looking to reach kids that are in like high school or something like that, apparently they're not on Facebook. So Instagram or Snapchat are going to be better platforms for you at that point. So it really depends on industry, it really depends on age range, depends on, you know, gender. Like Pinterest is a good one for primarily women. But also, again, if you're trying to talk about, like, what I do, marketing, Pinterest, I mean, I could be on Pinterest, but am I going to get a lot of people from Pinterest? Probably not.
I think you would need
DIY food.
Yeah, probably more a visual product would be do great on Pinterest.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, there's a way to use any platform for any benefit, unless what you do is very B2B. And when I say that, I mean like you work with huge corporations and you only talk to those people, or maybe you're selling like machinery to somebody, to like another corporation. That's a little bit trickier at that point. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you know, you can always make, so even I know people that are doing marketing and social media and things that are not super visual, but they're still benefiting from Pinterest and Instagram, which Instagram is very visual as well. So it's just about finding your way and seeing which one you enjoy using the most as well. And then there's always a way to make it work.
Right. So I'm involved in franchising, and so I own a business that matches people with franchise opportunities. So I'm always looking for people that are looking to change their career, kind of, you know, people that cringe at the thought of going to work in the morning and they want to, you know, get into their own business instead. So, you know, I could use the Facebook, and I do use Facebook and Instagram, and help people understand what I do. And sometimes it's just as easy as just putting up a, you know, like a motivational quote to catch somebody's attention or a picture.
Yeah.
And that draws people in.
Totally. Yeah. And Facebook is especially, I mean, there's so many ads that I see for like, oh, you're tired of your 9-to-5 job. Like, here's how we can get out there and do something different. That's I see that. Well, obviously, that's what I do. But yeah, I see that all the time on Facebook. People are often going on, especially when they're in 9-to-5 that they're not happy with. I mean, typically they're going to be browsing
right.
those social media platforms on their phone.
Like, you're probably getting those ads because of what you do. See, my ads that come up are all shoes. That's all I get is shoes.
Wow, I wonder why that is.
I don't know.
You shop a lot.
I do shop a lot, yes. So what do you think of Snapchat?
Snapchat. I am personally not a big user of Snapchat. Mm-hmm. I think it's a very trendy thing and definitely really good for reaching millennials and kids that are younger than millennials. I say kids like I'm a millennial as well. But so anything that's also just a quick note, Snapchat is also used similarly in Instagram stories and Facebook stories as well. So it's basically the same concept where you take a little snapshot of what you're doing and then you're documenting it, and it's available for about 24 hours for your members or your followers to view.
Right.
So it's really good for behind the scenes kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can use some promotional messaging if you would like, and you can use filters and stuff. So I know a couple of people that like to use Snapchat filters and upload their own filter as a branding thing. So, for example, if you're doing an event or if you're going to a trade show,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, you can actually upload your own filter. And then when people are Snapchatting, they can see that filter and it's your own brand. So there's a lot of different ways to use that particular platform. But I do find it more limiting because it's just the stories. It's just the behind the scenes aspect.
Yeah. Yes, and so we
and
know
it's harder to find you.
It is hard. You got to be directly involved with the person, so it's good to be able to promote it on like a Facebook and say, hey, you know, also follow me on Snapchat and get the followers over there, so you could talk. You know, it's almost like one on one to people. So for some people, you know, it works well.
I happen to love it.
Yeah, as someone who's not a millennial.
No, I'm not.
What are we? Oh my goodness.
Oh my God. I don't know what I am. I don't want to think about what I am.
but you know, active on social media. I mean, our kids are 27 and 23 and so, you know, it's all about social media, and that's the way we communicate with our own children.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like absolutely amazing, and a quick story that I think you'll get a kick out of and you'll relate to is my daughter who's 27, she's actually married. She was over visiting a couple of weeks ago. My son wanted to show her some video of something online, and she literally says, you know, not kidding around, she said, are you kidding? This video is 2 minutes. I don't have time for that. And
oh my God.
I started to scratch my head. I'm like, oh my God.
Wow.
This is the future. This is it.
I think that's why Snapchat's so appealing to them, because it's 10 seconds. I mean, now you can string 10 of them together, so it'll be a minute, but whatever, or six of them together for a minute.
Yeah.
But I think that's what the whole appeal about Snapchat is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're not committing to 2 minutes. You're committing to 10 seconds at a time. So you feel like, it's just like me watching TV shows versus watching movies. I can't commit to an hour and a half, but I can commit to 30 minutes of a TV show, and it's irrelevant that I'm going to sit there and watch 3 or 4 episodes at a time, which actually ends up being the same thing or longer. But it's because I'm committing to a shorter like time frame. It's easier for me to be like, okay, well, I think I can do a half hour. So with social media, it's the same thing.
We do exactly the same thing.
Right. Yeah. And it's ridiculous, but I don't know. Something psychology-wise must be, at play here. But
it's amazing. But so your first successful website was at 12 years old.
Wow.
And you had 40,000 views in under 5 months doing a wellness blog, which is unbelievable. Tell us a little bit about that story.
Yeah, how'd you do that?
It was actually a manga scanlation site. The health blog actually happened when I was 22. So that's a different, I had a couple things that I thought so far. But the first one, yeah, when I was 12, it was a manga scanlation site. And manga is basically, they're Japanese comics, and not the most cool thing to do, I would say, or be interested in, but I was living in Poland at the time, and it was just something I was interested in. And when I was 12, it was just when we got dial-up internet. And I discovered that despite living in a small town in Poland, which I was one of only two people in the entire town that even knew what Mega was, I realized that there's this whole community of people that actually were interested and they had these hobbies that pertain to manga. And there were websites that were actually translating these comics from Japanese and English into Polish, which that was my language at the time. I mean, that's the only language I had at the time. So it was really interesting to me that, you know, I could go in these chat rooms. This is back when chat rooms were a really huge rage. And I would get to talk to these people. I would make friends and talk about these nerdy things. And when I discovered that there's these websites, I'm the kind of person that if I see something and I think it's cool, I'm going to probably want to do it too, if it feels right. So mm-hmm. I decided to try to create a website of my own. So, and I did.
Wow.
Wow.
So...
What platform did you use back then? Do you remember?
Oh gosh, it was a hand coded HTML, like just files uploaded to the FTP server. So there was no platform.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah,
and so you just taught
HTML, but just do that.
And you just taught yourself how to do that.
Yeah, I mean there were tutorials that I found. I remember like printing out a whole bunch of pages just to learn the basics of HTML, and then kind of did it. Yeah.
So your mission now is to really help other passionate, driven entrepreneurs spread their message to a broader audience with online marketing, and you call it scale up and blow up. What does that mean?
Yeah. So that's my TQA of basically it's a process that I like to use, and these are just two steps of the process. So there's five stages that I see entrepreneurs and business owners going through. And the first, is it okay if I walk you through those five stages?
Please.
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. So the first stage is think up. So think up is really where you've got this idea and you're going to start a business, or, you know, in your case, maybe like, okay, you're going to buy a franchise and you're just going to go on this entrepreneurial path. And at this stage, you're really deciding on what is it all going to be, who you're talking to, who are your ideal clients. The basic stuff. Mm-hmm. You're not necessarily making money at this point. It's more, you know, just thinking and coming up and planning.
Right.
So that's the first stage. Then the second stage is you're going into show up. And this is particularly, I mean, this was created with online in mind. So you might have to kind of adapt it to make it fit. But the second stage is show up. So show up is where you are starting to actually tell people that this is something that you have going on. You have this business. And the first basic rule of marketing is that marketing is really, like I said, engaging people in conversation, telling people right. about what you have going on. That's literally what you're doing, whether it's in person, whether it's going to networking events and telling people, or starting out and doing online marketing and getting on social media, following some users, posting some content, and possibly getting some of the first clients or some of the first customers. That all happens. Those first stages happen in the show up stage.
Right.
Right, right.
And then we get into the blow up stage. So the blow up stage is where we are getting momentum. So you've been posting on social media, you've been creating content, you've been growing your audience, and your customer base is starting to increase. Mm-hmm. You might have started getting on some like radio shows, or maybe you've gotten on TV, or maybe you've been featured in different places online, mm-hmm. possibly. People are starting to tell others about, hey, you need to check out this business. They're doing X, Y, and Z, and you're really starting to make a name for yourself. So that's what's happening in the blow-up stage.
Okay.
Cool. And
the scale-up is... Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, so that's... three right there, right? And then you got two more?
Yeah. Two more, yeah. So scale up is where your business is quite successful and you're just looking to scale it. So there's, you know, there's different ways of scaling the business, whether it's just reaching even more people and really scaling that in terms of paid traffic and more automation to make sure that you can fulfill on the delivery of these products that you're selling. It could be hiring more employees to mm-hmm. be able to scale that aspect of it. And it could be, I mean, just including new product lines or just including new offers and just expanding a little bit in terms of how you're delivering or what you're delivering to your people. So the revenue is obviously increasing from there too.
So what I like to do is actually save number five for after the commercial break that we have coming up right
Perfect.
Now.
Perfect.
So you have to stay tuned to the Franchise Radio Show. We're talking about how to scale up and blow up your business social media wise. With Camelia Gordnia and some exciting stuff. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Take this job and shove it.
And now back to the Franchise Academy Radio Show with your host and small business and franchise expert, Tom Skarda.
And welcome back to WKRP in Cincinnati. This is Les Nessman with my sidekick, Lonnie Anderson.
Her name was Lonnie Anderson on the show.
What was her name?
I can't remember.
Oh, my God. I'm totally blanking out.
Mike, you know her name?
Not a clue.
WKRP in Cincinnati, Lonnie Anderson. Type it in if you know, if you're watching on Facebook Live. This is Tom Skarda. Welcome back to the Franchise Radio Show. And we are talking about social media marketing. And Camila, are you with us?
I am here.
I got to press the button, maybe. Hey, Camelia.
No, she's good. She's there.
Hey.
Are you with us?
Yeah, she's with
us. I am here.
All right. Well, we are back. Oh, my God. I don't know how to use the phone, so pardon me. But thanks for coming back. So we were talking about your five-step strategy to building a campaign for a business. So give us...
Hold on. Let's start. We had
the first four. What was the first four?
It was gear up. Yes. Was the first one?
Think up.
Okay. Show up, blow up, and scale up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good student.
That's awesome. So
yes.
The long-awaited number five. So tell us more.
Yeah. So five is free up. Free up is. Yeah, it's basically where you're starting to really analyze and optimize. So when you're going really intensely into social media, you're typically, in the beginning, you're going to start with one platform, maybe add in another one a little bit later. Then eventually you're going to start really spreading your message in more platforms than just that. So, you know, getting into Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat and all these different places that where your ideal customers might actually be. So when we get to the free up, we start to really investigate which of these are effective. And this is also where you're typically bringing on more teams, and you're taking yourself out of it a little bit more. So this is where your business is, it's going really well at this point, because you're able to start putting more of this time and effort into just making things a little bit better. And very often at this stage, small tweaks can make a big difference. Now, if you were a little bit earlier in your business, small tweaks are not gonna, you're probably not even gonna notice any difference or any change or anything that's really significant when it comes to your marketing or visibility. So that's why we leave that for that last stage.
Nice. So how long does it take somebody to ramp up a program like this and get to stage five, do you think?
It really varies. You're probably not going to like my answer, but it's probably going to take at least 2 years.
Right. Okay.
If I'm being 100% honest. Yeah.
Right. So you got to set the right expectation. You know, I mean, if people think they're going to get results immediately and it's going to take them a year or so or more, you know, I think it's right to let them understand that. You need to know that.
Yeah. I mean, you should start seeing results in terms of your audience growth pretty soon, as long as you're consistent with it. I mean, it differs for everybody. If you're going to be branching out into paid advertising within Facebook or Instagram or whatever platform, then obviously you're going to see results faster because you're actually, it's advertising. So you're putting dollars behind reach. So it makes sense. However, if you're only focused on organic reach and you're only focused on just posting yourself, or maybe having, you know, maybe you're going to hire a social media manager or something and they're going to be doing some of the posting, which, by the way, isn't always the best case for most businesses, actually, because anyways, I'm not going to go on a tangent. But if that's the case, then it might take you a little bit longer because, you know, you have to be very consistent. And then if you're using Instagram, for example, those hashtags, and then maybe partnerships, and it's, you know, it just takes longer. So it kind of depends on your approach.
Right, but you're doing it for almost free if you're going organically, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's time investment versus money investment.
Right, right. So, but if you wanted to put money behind it, you could ramp it much quicker.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I wanted to specify that because a lot of people think that just because it's social media, it's free, and it should magically make your business super successful overnight. Mm-hmm. And that's really not the case. You know, it's still a significant time investment if you only want to be doing it manually.
Right.
So why would somebody even want to do this? I mean, what are you trying to do? Create a list? I mean, what's the purpose of the whole thing?
Yeah, so it also varies. But typically, yeah, creating a list is definitely the first step. It's the easiest thing that you can start doing. Getting people onto your email list where you can send them, you know, promotions and just what's going on at your company and that kind of stuff. But really the biggest key is it creates more trust between you and your potential or current customer. So especially moving into 2018, that is very, very relevant and very important for any business.
Yep.
Because everyone's doing it, you know? So companies are being very transparent. They're showing others behind the scenes.
Right.
So a customer or a potential customer is more likely to do business with somebody that they can actually relate to, and they can see the behind the scenes. They can actually feel like, okay, they're real people. They're not just this faceless company that doesn't care about me. They see that they have emotion and there's a story behind it, and there's something that they can actually relate to. And they're more likely to, you know, spend money with you versus somebody that's more of a faceless, like, you know, buttoned up kind of company.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. No, I agree. I mean, we're on Facebook Live as we speak.
Right
and
now.
You know, people, you know, like to see like behind the scenes at the radio show. I mean, it just makes it's everything, you know, makes everything more endearing, I think. Because I know I love to do it. I love when celebrities go live, you know, behind, you know, they're in the green room waiting to go on, you know, Jimmy Fallon or something. I mean, it's like, it's awesome. There's nothing better than that.
Yeah.
You know, aside from outtakes.
You feel like you're in. You feel like you have your in. You feel like you know, you're friends with that celebrity and they're letting you behind the scenes of their life, and you get to feel like you're their friend or something, which is like so amazing for people that are fans of these celebrities. But yeah, even when you're streaming a radio show or something, it gets people to feel like they're co-creating it almost. They're engaging with you. They're right there in the audience, which just makes them feel like it's a more active role in the whole process, mm-hmm. which is valuable for them.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, here locally on Long Island, there's a station called News 12, and News 12 goes live every once in a while, and it's just them, you know, the anchors of the news, but kind of behind the scenes before they go on the air, you know, just joking around and fooling around. And it makes them feel like they're real people as opposed to just a talking head. And even me, kind of like being a little bit in the business here, I'm so taken with that. And I just love watching it. And I feel, you know, I feel like, oh, man, they're regular people. They're just like me.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. No, I love that. And even for a company that isn't necessarily like, you know, you're on TV or it's not necessarily a personal brand, you can still use the behind the scenes and the fun and the, you know, just more of that story aspect in social media. So I'm thinking of a particular company that I know. It's like a frozen yogurt company. And the cool thing about it is that they've done this whole thing where they've encouraged everybody to share their posts whenever they're getting frozen yogurt at this place. And they're encouraging them to do an Instagram post and then hashtag it and tag them and all that kind of stuff. And then they're resharing it. So that's one thing. You know, they're letting the audience feel like they're part of the co-creation of this entire feed. And they want their frozen yogurt creation to be featured. And they get so excited about that. And if you add in another element of, hey, if you get featured, maybe you're going to get a free frozen yogurt next time you come in. I mean, that just takes it to another level.
Right. I think it's there. Genius that they do that. I mean, I we have a store near us. I'm not going to mention the name. We buy water from them. And I went in and I was really excited about the store and I wanted to do a Snapchat from the store and they yelled at me, "Don't take pictures in here." But I was going to share it on social media. No, no, no. I'm like,
right.
You know what? Mm-mm. Okay, but boy, are you foolish.
Yeah, and it's funny because right. Gina is an
I was like a big fan of them.
Yeah, and Gina's an actress and comedian and has a mega following, and she would have exposed this business brilliantly, and they said no. And I still to this day, I don't understand why, and it's, you know, I don't know. I just don't get that, and it even reminds me of like when you used to go to concerts and they would tell you, you know, no photography and all that kind of stuff. Now they realize that it's awesome when you're doing it because it's exposing them.
Right. Everybody's got a hashtag now. Right. You know, just use our hashtag and it helps.
It really does help. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking of another example. There's, I don't even remember the name of this place, but it's like a members club in Chicago where I used to live. Mm-hmm. And they actually, they forbid people from taking photography inside. But they have a very active social media following themselves because they're the only ones that get to actually take photos. And the whole brand is really about exclusivity and like, wouldn't you like to come in and see what it's like inside? So they've created the entire persona, this entire just brand behind this. Ooh, this is mysterious. It's so intriguing. And they create their content based on that. So they still use some of the, you know, some of the members content, or they allow the members to feel really special when they are using something that they've created, and it creates a lot of that engagement as well. So that's another way for to look at that as well.
So what would you say the number one thing a business can do, or even a solopreneur, if they wanted to build their business? Like I have a lot of people who do multi-level marketing things, whether it's, you know, makeup or whatever, health stuff. What's the one thing they could do to build a following more than anything else? Like,
yeah, I would start by asking questions. Mm-hmm. And when I say that, I don't necessarily mean go on social media and start asking questions as posts. I mean, actually get to know who your ideal customer or lead is. So what are they struggling with? What do they want? What do they want from you? And the reason I say that is because nowadays it's a little bit different than even a year ago, where the competition is a lot higher. The market for pretty much everything is a lot more saturated than it was even a year or two ago. So we need to really find a way to stand out. So being able to ask your potential customers and clients particular questions on what are you struggling with? What do you want to create? What would you like to see about, you know, this industry or this product? And what are your objections? What are your concerns? And then crafting your content strategy around that in a very engaging way. So, for example, actually specifying, hey, this person said X, Y, and Z, so here's my response to that. So it's not just you talking at people. You're actually engaging people in conversation, and you're making it clear. So you know, even like script, people started doing some posts where it's literally like a script, like a dialogue, like person A says this, person B says this. And it's so much more engaging than seeing like a typical post that's just like, hey, here's whatever, boring kind of
Right, because so, they feel like they're totally involved and they're co-creating whatever content you're doing. So it's, they have a vested interest in it, right? So that's it's genius. I love
that. That's key. And then making sure that everything that you're doing has a call to action associated with it.
Ah, yes.
So this is the biggest mistake that people make, where they're just creating really great content and people love it, but then they're wondering why they haven't really grown their business aside from the community. And it's because they're probably not making any calls to action. They're not inviting people to join their email list. They're not inviting people to buy their products. They're not inviting people to go to this event they're hosting. And you have to be very specific about that and not just say it once where it's buried, but really make it clear and position it from the perspective of what is the benefit towards you. Mm-hmm. So anytime somebody sees a post, they're asking themselves, what's in it for me? So that's the key too, because sometimes they see people creating this amazing post, it's so engaging, and then all of a sudden they go into sales mode. And it just feels really incongruent with how the entire post was. People, you know, they lose people at that point.
Right.
So when you're able to seamlessly just tie that in and say, hey, you know, we're going to be talking about this at this great workshop, and it'd be so great to have you here, and yada, 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 message me for information. And then they message you, and then you can tell them more information. So there's a lot of ways to approach this too. So it's not just you talking at them, just promoting blatantly all the time where that's all they're seeing. Mm-hmm. It's really finding your way where you can engage people in different ways and making it really making accepting them to make small commitments one at a time versus just like, okay, here's my credit card kind of thing. Like small commitments.
Right.
Oh, that's awesome.
Baby offers.
I love that.
Yeah.
Such great insight you have. And
thank you.
So let me ask you this. What's the most important thing for 2018 regarding this internet marketing stuff?
Yeah, I would say the biggest thing is transparency. So, you know, this has been kind of the theme for everything I've shared today so far. But transparency is really important because there's a lot of people that have been scammed by companies that are not so, you know, in integrity. And customers are more savvy than ever before, and they're also a lot more cautious than ever before. So when you're doing online marketing to promote your business and try to get, you know, new customers or clients, approach it from the perspective that your people that haven't worked with you before or they haven't purchased from you before are probably going to be skeptical. Mm-hmm. So the more transparent you can be, which is why social media is so, so important, let them behind the scenes, show them that you're a real person. Even if your company isn't about, like maybe you're selling products, so it's kind of irrelevant that you're the, you know, that you're the founder, you're the business owner, you're, you know, the president or whatever, still show them that. Still show them what, maybe you have a holiday party. Great. Show them that you have a holiday party. Show them your culture. People really want to feel like they're involved in not just the company and the product, but also the mission behind that. So yeah, showing that you actually live it and having that transparency behind it is going to be really important.
Right.
That's great. Yeah, it is kind of the age of transparency and everything from politics to business, and, you know, everything out there. So it's interesting. Right. So how do you know that your online marketing is working? I mean, you know, you're putting in all this work, you're doing all these posts and everything. How do you know?
Yeah, I mean, you can. So number one is you would typically see if your community has grown overall and if you've gotten some more customers or clients. And the cool thing is that you can actually either ask your customers or clients directly how they found you. And that's probably the fastest and the easiest way without trying to get super technological about it. Just ask them like, hey, just curious, where did you find me? And that's one way of doing it. But sometimes people are going to forget, like they're just, they're going to say, I have no clue. You just came somehow and right, here I am. So a good thing that you could try doing is creating specific coupon codes. So, or just coupons they can print out when they're coming into the store. So that way, you know, if they brought in this particular coupon or this particular printout or, you know, whatever, there's no other way they could have found this outside of social media. And gotcha, you can have a specific one for Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, mm-hmm, and then see what they're actually bringing in. Yeah. And then you can see, okay, well, this person clearly came from this, and you can do more of an internal process on, okay, how many people have we gotten here so far? And it's, like I said, it's going to take a little bit of time. Like the first month, it's probably not going to be super like lucrative, I would say, but the more you do it, the more consistent you are, and the more you test different offers and really encourage people to come in and engage them, you know, it's probably going to increase and probably going to become even more successful as well. So it's just about testing, you know, because mm-hmm, social media changes so often.
Yeah, well, that's true. Well, this is really, really informative, and we could talk for hours and hours about this. Can you tell us, how can people listening get in touch with you?
Yeah, so the easiest way to find me is to go to Heart Behind Hustle, which is my company. The site is actually under construction, but you can find some ways to connect with me on there. So
it's heart. That. It's heart as in blood, you know, heart. Heart, yes, pumps the blood. So that, it's Heart Behind Hustle. Yes. That's cool. So heart just Google that. Well, yes, that's great. And I really appreciate it. And this has been so informative, and some stuff that I can even use myself in promoting awesome, my radio show. So this is great. And, you know, we'll have you back again. So really appreciate your time, Camila.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for having me. It was a blast, and it was great chatting with you guys.
Absolutely. And we'll talk soon.
Thank you, Camila. Bye-bye.
So this is the Franchise Radio Show, and that was Camila Gornia, who is a social media expert and really a powerhouse marketing strategist for entrepreneurs who really want to help amplify their income, have a real impact online. So, you know, great strategies. And, you know, if you are thinking about how to do that kind of stuff, you should reach out to her. And if you want to find out more, and you could, you know, just email me and I could connect you guys. My email is tom@thefranchiseradioshow.com. tom@thefranchiseradioshow.com. And I can hook you up with that and many other things in the franchise world. So this episode is coming to an end, and I appreciate everyone listening in. Appreciate everybody out there on Facebook Live. We will be back with another show next week. So tune back in. And Gina, thank you so much for coming out.
Oh, anytime, baby. See you all next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a great night.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Well, that foreman, he's a regular dog. The line